Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show. Your host, Justin Burton. Hope you enjoy the show. Radio show, your host Justin Burton tonight, calling in from Gadsden, Alabama. We have a lot to talk about tonight in just about a brief session. It's only about a 15-minute show. First to get off, we have not been on lately quite a bit. Fred has had a lot of things she's been doing. She finally just got back on tonight. I'd like to talk a little bit about Corey Myers. I know she briefly wanted to say some things. Here you go.
What I want to say is that picture I posted of the skeleton shooting the so-called bird, if it offended anybody, I'm very sorry, but actually I don't really care because the things that Corey has said to me are absolute filth. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd do it again. And I'm after you, Corey, and I'm going to get you. So you better watch your back, and it's going to happen. It's really going to happen. They're going to get you off of Facebook.
We're going to talk about this page called Confederate Heritage Daily. To me, it's owned by Corey Myers. He's posted numerous things on the page, actually stealing photos of people's wedding marriage photos. And most of it's just discrimination towards the Confederate cause. He's made a little Yankee page here. And technically, to me, I already know who it is. I mean, I've been dealing with him for about 7 years. It's not new news for me. Someone had confronted me today and asked me if I had done it because my picture was on the page. No, it's Corey Myers. He's, you know, up to his drunk habits again, but it's going to end. I've contacted quite a few people up in Illinois and state's attorneys as well, so it's coming to an end, and I'm going to take action with the school again, which is something else I'm going to do. The governor of Illinois is next, because I'm going to step up to that. As far as he goes, everybody should know that he's had so many aliases that it's unbelievable. He's all over the pages. He's made some new ones that I've noticed lately. I can't remember all the exact names. Gary Crabtree is actually one of his new names, but Leon Crabtree is one of his old names. But it's just funny how this has drug on so long.
There's a name on Heritage.
What is it?
Daryl something. It's on there.
Daryl?
Yeah.
What about it?
It has something to do with Corey.
Okay. Well, apparently there's guy's name that's Daryl on Heritage that has something to do with Corey Myers. Where is it down here?
Yeah, it should be down here. Somebody informed me of it.
Well, it's on here. No. I don't know his name. Daryl something. Is it Daryl Wilson?
No.
It's somewhere on Heritage here, but just keep an eye out for him. I know some new people have come around, and they're not used to him yet. But Corey Myers is a neo-Confederate. He hates anything to do with the Confederate cause. Goes back to his days of his Blog Talk radio shows, or his, not Blog Talk, but his blog pages of Blood of My Kindred, which is pretty much a page that bashed anything that was Confederate. He's a high school teacher who works in Illinois at Putnam County High School. If anybody has any problems that he's had with them, you can contact the Illinois State Board of Education and file complaints. I know their office has gotten quite a few visits on the phone. But I don't think they really care. They really don't know how many people he's harassed on Facebook. I mean, if there were numerous calls and thousands of calls they called in, I'm sure that, you know, maybe that might actually catch their eye. But we're going to get on. We're going to get further into this, and it's not over with yet.
A petition to the governor of Illinois.
Yeah, we're going to file a petition to the governor of Illinois and see if I can, you know, contact the attorney general up there as well. So as far as anything goes on with Confederate Heritage, you know, it's been pretty quiet lately. Our page has gone up in numbers. Most of the majority of the group pages have gone up. Our like page, actually this flag number comes down, it's hit 2,185 likes, which is great. It finally hit the 2,000 spot. Alabama Flaggers is at 573 likes. We also have the members group page and members actual Alabama Flaggers blog page. We're starting up mechanized cavalry for the Alabama Flaggers. We're trying to get that going. Right now I've taken some of my time away to do a lot about politics and what's going on in country right now, which I do have a show on tonight, which is the New American Revolution radio show. That's broadcasting 11:30 Central Standard Time. It'll be on in about 52 minutes from my other computer here. Host guest call-in for that would be 626-213-5636. More than welcome to call in, talk about anything in current times. As far as that, we're back on the pages. It's been a while. We had to clean up a lot of dark jargon tonight, and a bunch of people got kicked off the pages for idiotic nonsense. But anyways, that's about all I have to say for tonight. Fred, do you have anything else you want to say? No? Here.
I'm going to be back on the pages, and I'm going to keep a close eye on them, and if there's anything suspicious, you will be booted off the page.
Okay. I'm going to probably end the show for tonight. I have another radio show to catch at 11:30. God bless Dixie, and you all have a great night. And good night from the heart of Dixie. And this is Justin Burton from the Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show signing off. God bless y'all, and God bless this country, and God bless the Confederate States of America. Good night. God bless you all from the heart of Dixie. Good night.